Give us some specifics on techniques for people. You know, I know the book Cell Level Healing has it in depth, but generally, what are some of the things people can expect?
Let me, if I may, answer that by one, another story.
All right.
Somebody, I have a person that I've worked with only remotely. She lives in Connecticut. She, from time to time, gets a lot of pain in her body and swollen limbs, swollen arms. And so I work with her about every 6 weeks or 2 months. And one particular session we did, and I've never met her. I call her up at the beginning of the session, hang up the phone, work with her as if she was in my office, and then call back at the end of the hour to find out what her experience was. At the end of the hour, all of her pain was gone. She had a Rolex watch on, and the watch had become cloudy, and it was a diver's watch. It had never gotten cloudy inside, but it, all of a sudden this thing is cloudy. And she had a cat that she had adopted that was a feral cat, and it wouldn't let her touch it. It would allow her to feed it and shelter it, but it stayed away from her. And during this session, the cat came over, jumped up on her lap, started purring, and it was a permanent change in its personality. So here's healing that has touched the physical issues and ailments in the woman's body. It has affected a mechanical object in the watch, and it's also affected an animal that has no psychological setup for knowing what's going on. It's experiences like that that make me just sit back and go, you know, how does this work?
Why don't we have a major scientific study that is investigating the power of healing as it directly relates to the cell level, for example? Why isn't this being done?
Well, there are some, you know.
Well, there are.
Yeah, NIH and the special...
NIH being the National Institute of Health, right?
Right, and there's a branch under it that's now an Alternative Medicine Institute. And they are beginning to fund work in energy healing.
Because,
that's their foundation.
Because they're seriously want to get to the bottom of it, or do they want to come up with a study that says it doesn't work so they can wave it all over the place?
No, that's not been my experience with it. I think they're really interested in how it works. Truly. But I'm not in there in the middle of it, so maybe that's Pollyanna-ish on my part. And Fetzer Foundation privately has funded some of this work, as I believe Noetic Sciences has some of this work going on. There are also 17 medical schools across the United States that are either beginning programs or are already teaching aspects of alternative medicine to their medical students. And two of those are pretty well known. One is Johns Hopkins, and the other is George Washington University.
How good a healer are you, Joyce? You have the ability to do this, don't you?
Yeah, I've been at it 22 years, full time.
Do you get better every year, or does there come a point where you plateau?
Good question. You know, I think I learn something all the time, and I work with different things now that are much more difficult than I did when I began, and that wasn't so much by my choice as just who showed up. You know, 20 years ago, I was working with people more around issues of emotional challenges, and now my work has become more and more fine-tuned to being able to handle more physical issues, which I believe, at least for me, have been harder. They're harder to work with. So I think it's a process of growing all the time, and I have seen the most amazing healings happen that once again make me really humble and in awe of the healing energy of the universe, and intrigued to find ways to help people find that and tap it and use it.
Now, here's a person. His name's David from Southgate, Michigan. I know where Southgate is real well. We used to hang around there when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's got type 1 diabetes. His daughter has asthma. Can that kind of healing, can this cure this? I mean, I don't think you'd want to tell somebody, all right, stop taking your medicine for diabetes, for example, or your insulin or whatever he's taking. But can it work on diseases like this?
It can, and I would never say to anyone to go off of their medication.
No, I know that.
But to work with their physician, because I have worked with people that could go off of their meds, but not by what I said to them. One example, a woman in Toronto called me because her mother and brother in Jamaica were ill. The brother had diabetes and was on medication and quite ill. Is not doing well, and so I couldn't talk to him because we had a language barrier, and I would go ahead and do the work at the appointed time set up with a woman in Toronto. And slowly he got better and better and actually was able to go off of his medication in working with his physician.
Right.
So I have seen these kinds of intense physical problems heal, but I haven't seen them heal every time, and I don't believe there's some magic bullet or mantra or anything that makes it 100%.
How much energy is in a cell? I mean, if you were able to put little electrodes into it, I mean, would you register it?
It can be registered, and it's in millivolts, and I don't know how many. I don't know what that number is, but the cell is full of energy. And it has been measured.